I remember the first time my daughter Faith got a stomach bug. She started throwing up in the middle of the night, and we had no idea what to do. We called our pediatrician, and she calmly and carefully explained to us all that we were to do. We carefully followed those instructions, but when it seemed that Faith was not getting better, we frantically called the doctor back, and she again reassured us. Thankfully, by morning, Faith was indeed better, and at that time, we called our parents and our siblings and explained to them what had happened and asked them if they had encountered anything like that, which, of course, they had. What we were doing in that moment was widening our circle, widening the circle of people regarding that particular problem as parents. We wanted their opinions. We wanted their opinions on each other's opinions. We wanted their opinions on our doctor's opinion. Mostly, we just wanted them to tell us that our baby was going to be okay. And so were we as parents. The truth is, we are all better when we invite others, trustworthy voices, into our lives. When we widen our circle, not just about diagnosing a stomach bug, but in all of parenting, we are acting wisely. We all need help as parents. As you're thinking through who you will invite to your child's dedication, it's important you ask yourself these questions. Whose voice do I need to hear? Whose voice does my child need to hear? As you think about the words and characteristics you wrote down that describe who you want your child to eventually be, who do you know that lives out those words? Let the answers to those questions determine who you invite to the baby dedication. Of course, people like grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, they're all invited. They will have a big impact on you and your child. But there may be others you want to invite as a way of intentionally asking them to be a part of the inside circle of direct influence on you and your child. When you invite them, be sure and let them know why you're inviting them. Say, I would really love to see you at the baby dedication because I want you to be a part of my circle. I want you to speak into my life and my child's life because it's true, we're just better when we are parenting as a family of God. In fact, as we open the Bible, we see that God did not design us to parent in isolation. Ephesians 4, 15 through 16 says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. In this passage, Paul says all believers are members of a single body, that is, the body of Christ. And the way we mature in our faith, the way your child will mature in his or her faith, is by being connected to Christ's body. Because as each part works together in love and truth, it benefits one another by helping each other grow. God has given you a very important resource as a parent. It's the church. It's your community of fellow believers here at Bethel Bible. And it is important you widen your circle and your child's circle, because many of the resources you and your children will need, God has put in other people. And believe it or not, God has given both you and your child gifts that He intends to use to help others. So at Bethel Bible, we have a great mixture of staff and volunteers whose voices we think your child should hear and will in fact want to hear. We believe the relationships your child will form at Bethel has the power to change the course of their lives, especially as your child gets older and continues to be involved on a regular basis. We share a common goal with you to help your child grow in their personal relationship with the Lord. More than anything, we want your child to know God made them, loves them in Christ, and wants an ever-deepening relationship with them by grace through faith in His Son. In addition, we hope to give you as many simple tools as we can to help you parent with the end in mind. We will send home with your child resources you can use to reinforce the messages that they were taught in church that day. We want to link arms with you to be a part of your circle. Occasionally, we'll host parenting workshops or classes where we can gather together and share wisdom from Scripture and from one another. And finally, let me say that as a parent, you need to widen your circle, not just for your child's sake, but for your sake as well. If you've ever been on an airplane and you've listened through the safety protocol, then you know that it's always the parent's responsibility to first put on their oxygen mask before helping the child put on his or her oxygen mask. Why is this? Because if you as a parent pass out, then you're not able to help your child put on their oxygen. I'd like to share this parenting advice with you on that note. If there's a characteristic that you would like for your child to have, you need to ask yourself this question first. Is that trait present in me? If you want your child to faithfully obey Jesus, are you faithfully obeying Jesus? If you want your child to be emotionally healthy, are you? If you want your child to have healthy relationships, how are your relationships? Now, no one is perfect. Parents, we are not perfect. But we simply model for them a pursuit of those characteristics, not the perfection of them. We will all need to ask for forgiveness and constantly depend on God's grace. It is not about arriving. None of us will arrive. It is about linking arms and running this race together with our focus on Christ. At Bethel Bible, we have life groups and Bible studies designed to help you as a follower of Christ parenting in this day and age. We also have ample opportunities for you to serve in the nursery, the preschool, elementary, middle, and high school ministries. On the one hand, these ministries are designed to help your child grow in his or her relationship with God. But on the other hand, we encourage you to volunteer so that you can be a part of another child's wider circle and speak truth in love into their life. Remember, we as a member of the unified yet diverse body of Christ need each other as we grow and mature in our Christ-like character. So your homework for this lesson is simple. Decide who you are going to invite to the baby dedication and invite them. Remember, this is an important opportunity not just to invite them to an event, but to invite them to be a part of your child's circle of influence. God never intended for you to parent alone. He gave you a very important resource, His church. So widen your circle by inviting adults you trust and respect into your child's life. And widen your circle as you need others to speak into your life as a parent as well. Thank you, parents, for listening, and may God bless you as you take on this awesome responsibility to parent your child to know and love the one true God.